Hi, welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Joshua. With me today, as always, are Danielle.
Hello.
And Chris.
Taste the difference.
I will. If you're a longtime listener, then you've tasted the difference. You know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a dilemma you've submitted and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until you choose a side. We rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting. So go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. Today's topic is... always have to keep up with the latest trends, or only make reference to things that are over 20 years old. Okay, you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Y'all ready for this?
I'm gonna need some education.
Okay, so imagine that you are you're you.
Done.
And you talk about the things that you normally talk about.
Great.
But whenever someone brings up something topical and current, you always divert the conversation to something that's 20 years old. So
wait, what's 20 years old? Let's see.
So whenever someone is like, "Man, can you believe that President Trump is still talking about his inaugural size?" You're like, "Can you believe Bill Clinton's second inauguration? That shit was tight."
Or like, "Did you guys see Friends last night? Holy shit, Ross and Rachel are getting back together again."
Exactly. When someone's like, "Oh, did you see the new Westworld?" You're like, "Oh, did you see the finale of Friends?" Or, you know, someone's like, "Oh, Beyonce is pregnant." You're like, "Oh, have you guys heard this new Limp Bizkit album?"
Okay, that's like, just the reference to Limp Bizkit is enough to make me want to choose a side on this one.
Right.
That's new metal with a little umlaut over the U.
New metal?
Like Motley Crue.
What was the name of that album? Chocolate, Starfish, and the Hot Dog Flavored Water?
What?
I think so. Yep, I think that was it.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that a Limp Bizkit album?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm excited to say that I don't know the names of any of their albums.
I remember it because I didn't know what it was, and then a friend explained it to me, and then I got it.
Wow.
And now I know. It's Butthole.
What? We need that The More You Know star, like, going across the screen.
Yeah. Doom, doom, doom. Okay, all so right. 20 years old. So I can't even... can I just keep my mouth shut? Like...
well, no, you always want to contribute to the conversation.
Yeah, you're a chatty guy. You know, you want to conversate.
Yeah, a little chatty Cathy.
Yeah. And so this is just whenever something current comes up, you're going to find something analogous from 20 years ago.
I talk about old music all the time. That
won't change.
Yeah,
but not like from the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
well, it has to be at least 20 years old. It can be older.
Like, yeah, I know you like that new Britney Spears, but have you listened to that album by Traffic or whatever? Like, what? No, dude. I talk about shit
like that all the time. When someone talks about, "Oh, you know, Donald Trump might be subverted by the Russians," you could be like, "You guys heard this news that JFK, our first Catholic president, might be in league with the Pope?"
Okay. When I make these references, do I think they're happening now, or can I talk about them as if they're in the past?
Yeah, that leads to kind of a weird thing. Let's say that you talk about them as if they happened in the past.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So we
okay,
don't
good.
Because
otherwise, I sound like a fucking moron.
You understand that Donald Trump is the president.
Right.
You just can't help yourself but to talk about something that's 20-plus years old.
Because it's definitely going to be, like, I'm going to be committed at some point if I keep talking about 20 years ago as if it's right now.
Like, remember that time Reagan made ketchup a vegetable or whatever.
Right.
Okay.
Or, God, I know I keep bringing you up, or like Donald Trump yesterday. Remember when Frederick Douglass was fucking in the...
Oh, yeah.
Good God.
Good job, Frederick Douglass. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, dude, he totally marched on Washington or whatever. Anyway, okay.
Or whatever. Okay, so then on the other side of things...
okay.
Whatever is popular with the children of today, let's say ages... 8 to 16.
Oh, motherfucker.
Oh.
You have to just stay current on all of it. You have to follow those trends and be well-researched and invested.
Do you have to enjoy it, or you just have to be knowledgeable?
No, you're probably going to fucking hate it.
Okay, because I'm feeling like there's probably jobs that require you to do that. Like, if you work in the marketing department of certain companies, it's probably your job to be on top of what's hip for 8 to 16-year-olds.
Sure, but you're still a person.
You also have to talk about these things also, though.
Yeah, because somebody's going to be like, oh, Donald Trump did this, and you're going to have to be like, yeah, I heard One Direction really didn't like that.
See, I don't even know if that's current anymore.
This is the problem.
Did they break up?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Did their corporate overlords decide that they shouldn't be
together
anymore?
Yeah, their contract ended, and, you know, they weren't worth enough for an IPO.
So, yeah, it's the same rules as before. Like, whenever someone talks about something, you talk about something, except it's not 20 years old. It's something absolutely current with the chillins.
Like Taylor Swift's new boyfriend, or the fact that Beyonce is pregnant, or stuff
with
like that.
Doesn't Taylor Swift always have a new boyfriend?
Well, yeah, she always has a new boyfriend.
I mean, how else are you going to write about?
Right. I mean, you got to break up and then make a new album.
Yeah, that's how they roll, or whatever.
But you guys are only thinking about musical things and only thinking about things that teenagers would like. You're also talking about, like, the hot new toys this Christmas or whatever.
Oh, I'm already down with that. Have you seen the Rocket League Micro Machines?
I have, yes.
Super fucking cool.
Stuff that you're buying for your nieces?
I can't. For my niece? Fuck that. They can play with it when they come over, maybe, if I'm done with it.
Interesting.
Ooh, All right. There's the Goonies Legos that are coming out. Do you see that?
I saw the Ghostbusters one. I didn't see the Goonies.
The Goonies are coming out after the Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Okay, Chris is super excited. I feel like this is going to be an easy choice for him.
No. I'm totally going the other way because somebody's going to be like, hey, I'm going to call my mom. And I'm gonna be like, yeah, I'm going to Snapchat my boo or whatever. And then I'm going to die inside.
I don't even think boo is like in the vernacular
that's the other,
anymore.
That includes using like trendy language and stuff as well. So.
Yeah. Oh, but is that the same for the 20, like, is the language thing the same for the 20-year-old stuff? Like, we have to say not at the end of things, like certain members of your family sometimes do.
I wasn't going to say you do, but I think, yeah, you do.
Oh, motherfucker.
But I mean, just think, in what, 15 years, you could go in your office and be like, guys, have you heard this thing called K-pop, this Gangnam Style? Like, have you seen this dance? Like, this is...
In, like, 10 years, you can be like, that's what she said. Fuck.
I'm like, right on at the end of everything.
Totally.
Talk about how everything's hella this and hella that.
Oh, God. In, like, 20 years, when we are almost 60, I'll be talking about how you're my ride or die, bitch.
You're gonna be saying that to Chris, not to me.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not your bitch.
I'm your ride or die bitch. I'm cool with it.
Do it.
Ride or die.
All right.
Okay.
Maybe
does this question?
Like
question.
So clear. 20.
Either way, does this come naturally, or do I need to study? Please say naturally.
I mean, it does have to come naturally.
Right.
I think. It's got to be stuff that you just know already.
Otherwise, I'm gonna mess up.
Not on the toy side. Not on the like current trends thing. You got to research.
Yeah, that seems like that's going to take a bit more effort.
Yeah, but in terms of like slang and I'm even thinking like past events. Like, I don't know things about Reagan's presidency. Like, I don't like. Am I just going to know that?
You know something? No, I'm sure you know something, or you have something you can.
I know how to spell Reagan.
Yeah,
no, I don't.
Joshua and I can just talk about stuff that happened when we were in high school. We're just going to be the people that always talk about high school. So
no, I really don't want to talk about high school.
Yeah,
no, I know that you don't. But like, that's
it was
your
the devil.
That's your point of reference, though. You know. So
I'm thinking old stuff, because new stuff sucks.
I'm pretty sure every generation thinks the exact same way.
Yeah, totally. No. Sure, I'm not saying it actually sucks. I'm saying, like, it... I mean, I think it sucks. Because it does. Because I'm old. Because it does. I don't want to learn how to fucking Snapchat. Look, we have a Facebook page, and you guys have to force me to post on it.
And that's fucking Facebook.
And Facebook,
and that's
like
Facebook, and that's already
old,
yeah, that's already down. Like all the kids listening to this episode are like, "What's Facebook? Oh, that's that thing my mom's on." Like, no,
when she talks to her college friends,
right?
That's something my racist uncle's on.
Yeah,
he's on it all day long.
All day long.
Oh my gosh, so true.
Talking about false flags. No, it. Uncles, man. Yeah. Okay, if you use the old stuff, okay, yes, you use old slang, and you're like, everybody's going to make fun of you for using old slang, but if you know, like, old history, then, and you don't speak like it's happening right now, then you're just a learned person who is drawing upon historical precedent to explain current events and things that are going on in the world. Like, you could be a productive member of a conversation, whereas if I'm just talking about, like, Beyonce's twins or whatever, like, that's fucking stupid and nobody cares about that.
See, I don't think you can, because you can't bridge to it.
Sure I can't.
Like, no, when someone talks about again, like, say, Trump's inauguration size, you have to just lead off with Bill Clinton. You can't reference Trump when you're talking about it.
I can't be like, oh, that's really interesting. A similar thing happened with Bill Clinton and his penis.
Yeah, sure. You can do that.
I don't know.
I'm just going to...
Cigars.
I think right. my mind's made up on this.
Yeah? Let's hear it.
I'm going old stuff, primarily because I don't want to know anything about the Kardashians.
Are they current? Still?
Yeah, sadly. I think those kids will never go away. And people,
Kardashians never
people
die.
Still follow them for some reason. They still get on the fronts of magazines. And there's not really any group of celebrities that I dislike more than that family. And so having to keep track of that, having to keep track of, like, pop music, and now this is something, again, that I truly believe as someone in marketing that there are marketing jobs where people are tracking trends like this, and maybe not such a broad, you know, subject as a group, probably more segmented, but, like, there are jobs, and I'm sure that if that was your job, that would be just fine, but, dude, there's just, maybe I'm just showing my age by saying that I just can't keep up with what the kids are doing these days.
Like, you know what I learned today? I learned that, Nicki Minaj broke up with her boyfriend, and her boyfriend, who I do not know, was having a feud with Drake.
Everybody has feuds
and
for
now,
some reason.
So if it was with Drake, is that Meek Mill then? Maybe?
I don't know.
Is that a feud from like 4 years ago?
Joshua
is that
knows
a, looking this shit up right now.
Is that a feminine product? Like, I don't know what word you just said.
Yeah, you shove it right up in your vagina.
It's just all up in there. The Republicans hate it.
They want to be right up in your vagina. Anyway.
No, and so now Nicki Minaj can be friends with Drake again. Like, I learned this today. I don't want to know this.
What did you learn
this isn't
from?
Something I want to fucking know.
Were you on Wonderwall online? Like, what are you doing?
What's Wonderwall?
It's like this...
you mean that song by Oasis?
Yeah.
I'm already
there's
practicing.
Your 20-year-old, actually, longer than 20-year-old reference.
I'm already there. This is great.
Fuck,
yeah, I'm totally.
I don't know who her boyfriend is.
Who cares? I care.
I'm looking.
Josh. Okay, so I hate
boyfriend
to ask, but
yeah, Joshua
Meek
listens
Mill, it was
to
Meek
these
Mill.
Artists.
Woo.
He listens to Drake. He listens to Nicki Minaj.
Do you like it because it sounds like milk and it makes you want to drink him?
Oh, this is quite the biting headline. Mm. Nicki Minaj drops Meek Mill. No longer has to pay his allowance. Anyhow.
I'll date Nicki Minaj if she give me an allowance.
I do for not the allowance.
Oh, there you go.
She got a nice booty.
So, I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said she got a nice booty.
Oh, okay.
She do.
Okay.
Anyway, Josh, what are you saying? I think Danielle
guys,
and I
you guys
are
both going 20.
Yeah,
I'm going old stuff. That's
yeah.
That's
I mean, I'm halfway
me.
There right now. I made an Oasis
old
reference.
All
in all seriousness, I made an Oasis reference. Like, I'm there.
Yeah, I think I'm going 20 as well, because outside of my gym mix, everything I listen to is stuff from high school anyway,
yeah,
in terms of music, and so I'm fine making those stupid references.
Those were our formative years.
They were, unfortunately.
There you go.
The 90s. So it looks like we are all going the 20-year route. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discussed really old stuff or terrible new stuff. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at trtpodcast. You could even drop by our Facebook page and say hi to Chris. Have a great idea for a topic? Send us an email. And don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout-out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.